This is Miami's own DJ EFN, co-host of the Drink Champs podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Every week, Nori and I sit down with the most legendary artists, producers, and icons in the music industry and the culture at large. So if you like to hear some legendary stories, learn some hip-hop history, or just want to have a good laugh, make sure you go to subscribe to Drink Champs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Coors Light, made to chill.
I'm Ebony K. Williams, an attorney and former public defender.
And I'm Dustin Ross. I'm a TV writer, a cultural observer.
Bringing you a brand new podcast, Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts. And on Holding Court, we're going to cross-examine newsmaking cases and famous faces to help you navigate a rigged system.
When law and order is the headline, what does it mean for us?
Now listen to Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams each week on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
I am so excited to talk about God and talk about relationships and how to find that man or that woman when you trust God. God knows, pun intended, that I need the advice because I have the amazing Selena. No, not the singer. I promise. I mean, come on now. Who you think? You think I resurrected her? I have Selena Almodovar here, and she is going to talk to us about her masterclass. She's going to talk to us about how she found a godly man and how you can trust God in order to, you know, have that relationship. She is a woman who trusts God. She has a free love trust test. Ooh, she has books, she has videos, she has blogs. And like I said, she actually has a masterclass that she recorded, and there's going to be a replay. So I'm super excited to hear all about that. Welcome, Selena. Welcome.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm so excited to be here. Can I just say that the fact that you guys know how to pronounce my name is just amazing.
Mija, yo soy dominicana. ¿Cómo tú piensas, eh?
I know. Oh my God, I just feel so comfortable being amongst my people. You have no idea.
Listen, with a name like Suheiri Gonzalez, okay, I understand. You know, somebody recently just said, oh, Suheiri like surgery. They looked at my name like surgery, and I was like, no, like Suheiri. Like, my face was so stank. Like, it ain't a joke. And then it was my laundry, actually. I should shout them out. And then I went back and picked up my laundry. And the woman again, and she's not the owner, she's like a helper, was like, oh, yeah, surgery. And she said it kidding. And I was like, that ain't funny. That ain't funny. Our name is our birthright. Don't you dare mess it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, it means a lot to me. I love my name. All right, so let's get right to the topic. I would love for you to talk to the listeners about how you met your man, how you started trusting God to really kind of pave the path to unite you with your husband and just like a really godly relationship.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, it all started, you know, I came from a divorced family and my mother would always date other new people. My father was always dating other people. So I grew up in two separate homes, seeing two people trying to connect and find their Mr. Right, Mr. Mrs. Right. You know what I mean? So I went to college and I said, I am not going to be like my parents. I started dating people. I basically, you know, like I feel like a lot of Latinas do this, is that we find a man and we start playing house. You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to cook for you. I'm going to take care of you.
My audio engineer is nodding his head. He's like,
you know what I mean? Because like,
Joe, how do you know?
We're strong women. He probably has.
I do remember. You would look at him and be like, nah, dog. But he knows.
So I used to do that. I used to try to prove that I was a strong woman that was worthy to have that title of being a wife.
Why do we feel that way? Why do we feel like we have to prove that we're worthy of like a healthy relationship and a marriage and a wedding? Because I feel you. I literally, le servía los platos a los hombres, like bring them play. And like, and that's fine once in a while. But then I started thinking like, this is what my mom used to do. And like, what is he doing for
it's
me?
What we're learning. Yeah. Right. It's how we were brought up. So, you know, of course I did all this and I'm in college, you know, I'm still very young, early 20s doing this, trying to prove my worth to these guys. And of course it never worked out. So because it didn't work out, I thought, man, it's just like my family. It's just like my mom and dad. I am a failure. I don't know how to do relationships. And so I would hit rock bottom really hard. I would start acting petty. I would become a crazy girl.
Oh my God, me
too. Eggs. You know, I would stalk yeah, me too. Them. I would do crazy things until I found another guy. And then the cycle repeats yeah. all over again.
Like I say, so, different man, same relationship.
Yeah. So, you know, it got to the point finally where I had like my biggest breakup ever. I was in Puerto Rico visiting my family and he broke up with me over the phone. And so I couldn't cry because I'm in front of my mom, mm-hmm. so I can't do
that. I understand because I hide everything from my mom so because she don't suffer, but I'm suffering.
You know, so it's just like I'm trying to figure this out. And so finally we go to the beach one day and I just kind of cry out into the ocean because I have no one. Literally, I have no one left. I pushed all my friends. I pushed all my family away for this man. And all I had was God. So I said, you know what, God, I trust you. I was not a praying woman. Mm-hmm. I was not going to church.
Me too. That's my history.
Going to the club, you know. And so finally I just said, you know what? Out of desperation, I said, I trust you.
Okay? Wow.
Did I have a holy miracle that day? No.
It doesn't happen that way.
No, I went home and I was still the same person. Mm-hmm. I was still trying to find another guy, yeah. trying to, you know, get over it. But now I'm really bitter. Mm-hmm. I'm very resentful. So I'm bringing that into every guy. So I must have saw like 3 or 4 additional guys past that breakup, you know, still thinking in the back of my head, like, well, you know, I trust God. So we'll see. Maybe this guy is from God. And it would always end up worse because I was broken and I was yeah. just getting worse and worse. And then finally, I just said, you know what? I need to fix myself. Mm-hmm. And the way that I'm doing it is not working. And so I said, you know what? At the end of the day, what do I see in a husband? Like, what do I see as a father? What kind of man?
Women or men, we don't ask ourselves that. We never say, okay, right. like we have this picture of what a marriage is. And what a partner right. is. But we don't ever break down like, okay, so like, what are his exactly. values? What are her values? Exactly. What are my needs? How do they meet them? Exactly. What lifestyle do they want to live? Even the lifestyle. Right. Like, are they church right. going? Are they God fearing? We don't think about any of that stuff.
What happened to me is that you're absolutely right. What happened to me is that I started thinking about this man, this guy who was like, oh, he would take my kids to church on Sunday. And, mm-hmm. oh, you know, we would have family outings and family church. Basically, everything that I didn't have in my own childhood is what I yeah. saw happening in my future. And I was like, man, I'm waiting for this guy. Like, where is he? I would get frustrated. I would see the crazy couples at Walmart. And I'm like, man, God, if you put them together, where's
I know,
man?
Right? People are like, but why does she have love? And a man that right. loves us. She ain't even that cute, though. Like, exactly. I'm hot. Listen, you're preaching to the choir. Everything okay. that you're saying, I'm like, that was me, that was me, that was me, that yes. was me. Even the stalking, that was me.
So what happened was, this was my big breakthrough. What happened was, is that I was like that. I was comparing. I was envious about all these other people who were getting into relationships and finding the good guys. And I'm like, you know, I'm looking and I'm waiting and nothing's happening. And then I just felt like God was speaking to me. And he said, Selena, did it ever occur to you that your husband is waiting for you to get your life together?
Yeah.
And I just was like, wow. Wow, because I'm a hot mess. I'm not fit to be a wife if my husband came and approached me.
What does that mean? What does that look like? Like a fit wife, yes. Because
a fit wife, to be someone who can hold down a positive and healthy relationship. Somebody who's not insecure and trying to check phones and trying to wonder, oh, he's gone. He hasn't texted me back. Where is he? Somebody who's secure in who they are and they're confident. Whether they're chilling at home or going on a date with their husband, somebody who has it kind of all together mentally and emotionally, and somebody who knows how to love hard, but also doesn't lose themselves in that love.
Right. Yes. Yes. I mean, because I feel like in my experience, when a man always says, and maybe it was my interpretation, you know, you're not ready or like, you know, you're kind of a hot mess. A lot of it for me felt like it was about credentials. So a lot of women that I know think that to be a fit wife or a fit partner, they have to have the right job. They have to be financially independent. They have to have that. So because society now puts that in front of confidence, security, you know, knowing right. yourself, loving yourself. And I think there's a revolution happening where people are like, it's not about the money. It's not about whether, you know, right. I have a job for 20 years and I got a retirement plan. And of course, like those things to some people are important, right? But
right.
I love the fact that when you said to be a fit partner, wife or husband, you have to be good with yourself, secure, confident, and you have to love yourself. And you have to, I feel like also you have to know that if the relationship doesn't work out, like you're going to be okay.
Right.
You ain't going to break exactly. down. And I feel like in my last relationship with my ex-fiance, my father's son, that's what mm-hmm. I realized at the end. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to break. I haven't broken before. And yes, this is a lot more serious because there's a child involved, but I'm not right. going to break. And that's that relationship, right. breaking up and moving on and really picking my life back up has made me feel all those things, more secure, you know, less needy, yeah. more confident, more independent. So I think God, can you hear me?
Yes, he is.
I pray to him all the time, and I'm not in a rush. And that's yes. the first time in my life I'm not in a rush to find someone.
And you know what? That's like half the battle, because so many people feel like, okay, I want to change myself. I want to build my foundation. But then they're like, okay, well, I've done this for 6 months and nothing's happening. So they start to grow impatient, and then they start to slip back into their old ways because they're like, okay, well, I know how to do this. So let me at least do this. And then they end up just slipping right back into that same trap.
So how do you avoid yourself from becoming impatient and slipping back? Because I think that most women and men probably are aware that they're doing it, but impulsively right. they can't help it because they están tan aferrado, like, this is what I want, you know? And why mm-hmm. is it not happening? And I see Fulana getting married. And like you said, the couples mm-hmm. at Walmart and everybody, you know, on Valentine's Day with damn balloons and shit. And you're like, why not me, right? So right. how do you kind of check yourself to trust God in that, in the meantime, right, in that process, and really just kind of like take a break and not go down the path that you've always gone?
So what I did was, this is me personally, and you guys take it to what you guys need to do for yourself. But what I did personally was I decided to switch my focus on relationships. So instead of focusing on the relationship from a Mr. Right dream guy who is somewhere out there waiting for me, I switched it to my relationship with God. And I thought to myself, you know, I pray to God. I know who he is. I grew up in the church like that, but I don't really know God. Like, I know him as my savior, where if I'm going down in a plane crash and I could just pray, Lord, help me, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, I could pray to him, but I don't really know him, where he is in my life right now. How is he helping me through this? Right. I do not know. I don't have that relationship. If I went and saw him face to face right now, how would I act? What would I say? And that kind of just gave me the notion of like, wow, I don't have a relationship with God. I don't have a relationship with Jesus.
How do you build a relationship with God for those who want to and believe in it?
So what I did was I found a church.
Mm-hmm.
I found a church.
Me
I
too.
Found a group of, I found a small group of women mm-hmm. who were my age, who are going through the same things, who have the same beliefs as me. And I just started to meet with them. And then from there, it kind of grew. So I was like, okay, now I want to get involved in church. Okay, now I want to read my Bible more because now I'm interested in it. It's,
right.
not, it's not something like an obligation or something that you should do. It's like, no, I really want to know who this person is in the Bible. So I just started growing from there. And then that's where I met my husband. Which
Woo!
Is crazy.
I was gonna say, I a lot of people say, you want to find a man, go to church.
Yes,
but so but I do believe you yes. have to go to church for not looking to find a man or a woman.
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely. I did not. I started going to my church in January. This dude, my husband, he was going every single Sunday, same as me, but I did not see him until at least 4 or 5 months later.
So is your congregation small?
It was very small. There was
really?
Only one service.
And
that's
you,
how small it
how
was.
Many like how is like hundreds of people or just like 30?
There might have been maybe at most 60 to 100 people.
Wow. And you
time.
Didn't see him until 4 months later.
I did not see him. When I finally saw him, he was sitting at the other end of the church and he was sitting by himself. And I'm sitting by myself on the other side of the church. And the first thing I thought about was, he's probably got kids downstairs. Yeah. Like, why would he sit down? Why would he sit by himself?
Ain't a nursery.
Baby daddy. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just already drawing to conclusions of just
what's the
who
bitterness.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I still needed a lot of healing to be done. So, you know, I asked people like, hey, who's that guy? And they're like, oh, that's just Kyle. And they would just go back to their conversation. So I never knew who he was. I finally joined a ministry and he was on the same ministry. And he had called me because he wanted me to join another youth group ministry. And I never called him back because, first of all, okay, listen, I'm going to get real right now. Mm-hmm. His name was Kyle. I was going to join a youth ministry and I was going to join like a media sound ministry. The guy who called me for youth, his name was Kyle. The guy who called me from sound and media and video, his name was Angel. So I said, okay, well, Angel sounds more Puerto Rican. I'm going to call him back.
So we got a connection. We got a connection.
You know, okay.
Yeah, I know.
So
I get it.
Being stuck in my head, being mm-hmm. stuck in my ways, I went to Angel. I never called back Kyle. I finally went into the same ministry with Kyle and I was like, oh my God, that's the guy. That's the guy that I have my eye on. That's the baby daddy. And so I was like,
poor baby daddy.
I need to introduce myself. And I said, hey, my name is Selena. He was like, yeah, I know I called you and you never called back. And I was like, oh, snap. So that was our first impression of each other was like, I'm just this buster that doesn't return calls. And he was a baby daddy, which P.S. he had no children.
I know. You were just assuming because he's, you know, he was in the church by himself. The bitterness is the resentment and the bitterness. Yeah, like we make assumptions all the time about men without knowing a damn. Listen, I met a guy, very nice guy, when I met him. And we're not dating or anything, but I made automatic assumptions in like 5 minutes. Yep. And we actually hung out and he's such a nice guy. And like I'm like, we definitely should hang out again. Doesn't mean it's going to be romantic, but he's just like a really nice guy. And I made all the wrong assumptions because of my shit and me projecting on to my fears and my insecurities and my experiences onto him.
Exactly. So let me tell you how those things almost caused us not to be together. So we were friends. I was afraid. I didn't, you know, I was like, oh, I never, you know, he's a Christian boy. I'm too messed up. I'm going to mess him up. I don't know. I don't even know if this is worth it, you know, but I was liking him. And usually me, I made the first pass. I would tell them, listen, I love you. I want you.
That's me. What's your sign, girl? What's your sign?
I'm Pisces.
Oh, I'm an Aries. I'm like, what it is? Because Aries people, we are so straightforward. It's crazy.
Yeah, so I was very aggressive. But the women in my group, they were like, let him pursue you. Mm-hmm. Let him do it. So I'm listening to these women because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to mess it up if I do it myself. What should I do? I'm listening to these women. They're inspiring me to do things the right way. And then he finally says, I like you. I want to go with you. And I would just constantly push him back. I constantly would push him back because I was like, oh, he's too nice. He's too nice. Something
oh my God. I just, talked about that. Yes. Women,
we're not going to click.
One of the things that Latina women do specifically is that, and even women of color, African-American, we look for men that we think we need to have that swag, need to have that umph, like that bad boy.
Right.
And maybe mm-hmm. it's a woman thing, period. And I don't even think it's a phase. I think we grow out of it with time, with years. Mm-hmm. But if it's not dangerous or like a Hollywood movie,
right,
it's not exciting. And we think we're going to walk all over them. We think we're going to get bored.
Right.
But I'm starting to realize for me that it's my feeling like maybe I don't deserve that.
Right.
Yeah. Like maybe I don't deserve a man that's this nice and this sweet and is going to give me everything and treat me like a queen as I wear a queen sweatshirt and record this. I literally have a queen's, like it says queen, but sometimes.
I used to think he's not strong enough for me because he's too nice. I used to equate being nice and being kind to someone meant you were weak.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to put up, they weren't going to put up a fight, so I would always win.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And wouldn't you know, like, when we really started to get to know each other, our families grew up together. My mother was best friends with his aunt. They grew up from the same hood, so he had the same crazy in him as I did.
Well, men just hide it better.
Yeah.
They just hide it better. Men are just as crazy as women are, in a different way, but they do hide it better. Because women are way more expressive, you know?
very expressive. And we'll let you know, like, listen, I'm crazy. I told him multiple days, like, listen, I'm crazy.
Nah, man,
crazy.
Some women hide that until you down the altar and you're like, what happened?
At this point, I was done playing games. I said, you know what? If you want to spend time with me, I'm going to just show you everything and let you know everything. And you make the choice because I don't have game. I don't have time anymore. You're either going to be with me, then you're going to know all about me, or we're not going to do this right now.
Right.
I don't have time. So I exposed myself. I told him where I was. I told him, I don't know how to do this relationship thing, because every time I did it, it went horribly wrong. And little by little by little by little, we figured it out. I was very afraid because of how my parents ended up in divorce. He was very secure because his parents have been married all this time. So
there's relationships where there's men that I've dated and that their parents have been together all, and they're still scared and still looking for a reason to, like, mess stuff up. So
the commitment and having to step up and being that husband role. Yeah, for sure. So with that, I was like, you know what? There's a class that the church is teaching on relationships. We're going to go to it. You know what? There's a marriage retreat coming up. We're going to go to it. You know what? There's somebody at this other church miles away. We're going to go to that. Like, we read books. We did devotionals. We had counseling before we even got engaged. We did everything we possibly could.
Well, you were building a foundation. You were building a foundation. And that's a step that most people skip. And it's a step that a lot more older people skip, or people that are in a space where they just, I want to get married. Why is it not happening? Right. They skip it because they fear that if they build that foundation, they might not be able to move on, because it might be a situation where that person isn't going to fit their mold. It's not going to fit the puzzle pieces together. So they skip over it, and they're like, the lust, and he's great, and he's that, and he treats me well. But it's a shaky foundation. And, I mean, listen, exactly. I feared it with my ex because I already had seen some things that I felt like, in terms of values, were so different that I was afraid that we weren't going to work. So I skipped over those conversations. Cause I and he's not a very big communicator, so there were so many things that we did not talk about before I moved in together, because we were in love, right? But when it comes to, like, a long lasting relationship, whether you want to get married or live together or whatever it is, if you don't talk about those things, it's shaky, and you don't really know if that person is gonna fit into your life and your ideals for the rest of your life.
Right, because this is a long-term commitment.
If that's that's what you want. Yes,
people evolve.
And grow, and you want to know who they are. But their values, like, when who you are at your core is who you are at your core. You can change a lot of stuff, but it's really hard to. I feel like it's almost impossible to change someone at their core. You know, you have to do the person has to want to, and they have to want to do a lot of work. They have to put a lot of work into changing who they are intrinsically.
That's right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So talk to me about your masterclass. I know you just had it. And what else is coming up for you?
Yes. So the masterclass that I just had, it's called How to Date with God in Mind. Everything you need to know, from just friends to exclusive. So it's an hour long teaching that I did, basically because there's a lot of articles out there on how to date God's way. There's a lot of articles about Christian dating and what you should do. But no one really talks about, when you're single and you're really comfortable being single, to how do I get into that just friend zone? How do I get to liking him? Should I text him back? You know, how do I know if it should go all the way to an exclusive relationship? So I kind of just break that down and help you understand, like, this is what you should do. This is what you need to be thinking about. These are the questions you need to ask yourself. And then that'll help you go little by little into that relationship, or it'll tell you when to walk away.
Do you believe that you should be friends first before you build a romantic relationship?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wasn't sure about that before, but after my last relationship, I'm seeing the benefit in how the couples that I know that have the best marriages and relationships were friends first. They, like,
even if you're online dating, you're friends with them first. Yeah.
Yes. I did a podcast on online dating and all the messages the men send me, because they never want to get offline and they just want to chat with me. I'm fine with being friends if we meet in person.
Right.
I just want to, you know, see your face.
Right.
see if you are who right. you say you are. Yeah.
See who you are, your body. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And then, yes. so that was the masterclass. You said you're doing the replay, right?
I am. I'm going to have the replay for sale within the next day or two.
Okay. Awesome. And what's your website and your social media so people can follow you?
Definitely. Everything is the same. And that's my name, Selena Almodovar. So my website, SelenaAlmodovar.com. And then literally everywhere else from Pinterest to TikTok, it's at Selena Almodovar.
TikTok, girl, you on TikTok? I got to get on that.
You know, I'm trying.
I don't know, man. Really I don't trying. Know if I can handle another social media. Okay, explain to me and everyone who is listening. I know this is not your expertise, but everyone keeps asking me. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm 41. I'm old. I'm sticking to Instagram. What is TikTok?
TikTok, to me, what I understand it to be is that it's a mesh between Snapchat and Vine. So you have these posts that's like videos. You can add music to it. You can add texting to it. And you just kind of piece together a video like a Vine would be. And then you have it out there in the open.
So it's Instagram stories.
It's Instagram stories.
But 6 seconds long.
Video chunks.
But 6 seconds yeah. long. I'm going to stick to Instagram.
About 15 second long Instagram stories that are really cut and cut in music wise and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick to Instagram.
A lot of kids dancing and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm over 40. That's it. I'm sticking right. to one thing. I'm not going to explore any other platform. Speaking of Instagram, make sure to follow me at The Confident Thread. Make sure to check yes. out, you know, all my content on YouTube, The Confident Thread. Do you have a YouTube or anything else? Everything is Selena Almodovar.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I have YouTube. I do a new video every Tuesday. So YouTube, Selena Almodovar dash love.
Thank you so much.
You can find it on IGTV. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm excited that we met because I feel like we've talked, you know, we didn't meet in person now, but I feel like we've talked and chatted and supported each other for
yeah,
such a long time.
For a long time.
And I've been watching what you're doing and, you know, you're growing your brand and you have a beautiful family and I'm so happy for you. Yes.
Thank you.
And you
I
know
love
what?
Your new stuff.
Thank
too.
You. Thank you. Well, guess what? That's it for me. Suhaiti Talks of Raw. Thank you, Selena, for joining. Make sure to follow
Thank
her, Selena Almodovar. I'm going to share everything in the description so you can check her out. Follow her on social media and check out her masterclass. Same with my stuff. And, you know, I've been saying that I got to go to a church near where I live. And this conversation, not because I'm going to find a man, even though I might find a man, has reminded me that I need to get back to going to a church. I need a new congregation because I just moved to a new town, but I am ready. Again, make sure to subscribe, share, like, rate, and that's it for me. Stay tuned for more Talks of Raw next time.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.